Lal and Paul are an odd couple who run their own dry cleaning shop, but the path to true love is littered with obstacles.
Ulton, Ulton.
A 90% true story.
I don't remember Ulton very well, but I do remember the school.
We ate curly-whirlies with our hot tea and talked of kingfishers.
Inspired by real memories and a tragic loss.
I used to think that the more we lose, the more holes we have inside us until one day we just disappear. But there's always something left, isn't there?
The Memory Experience. In Search of Ulton. The afternoon play on Monday at 2:15 on BBC Radio 4.
Well, the play now, Me and My Man by Bettina Gracias, is a comedy about age difference, guilt, cultural chasms, etymology, and dry cleaning.
Fear. A sudden peril. Danger. Fear. Origin. The fear of travelling. From the German, Gefahr, danger. 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 Ma!
Ah!
Who's there? Did you hear that?
It can't be morning already.
I heard a noise.
Well, you're not deaf yet, then.
I heard a noise in the flat.
Well, it's either a ghost or a burglar. Or a giant mouse.
Shh.
With fangs.
Shut up.
I can't hear anything.
Because you won't keep quiet.
Let's see your ears in the morning.
When we're dead in our beds.
Well, at least then we'll get some rest.
I definitely heard a noise. It woke me up.
You were dreaming. Come back to bed.
Wait.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I'll go and check for you. Then we can all sleep. The ghost, the burglar, and the mouse can join us. It'll be cosy.
What if they've got a gun?
Well, hopefully I'll be shot and get some sleep and come back to haunt you to make sure that you don't ever again.
We're going together.
To the afterlife?
To the living room.
If you insist...
Wait. They could be waiting for us.
Well, I hope they are. With baseball bats.
You won't find it so amusing in hell.
You're a Hindu. You don't believe in hell.
Yes, but you're a Christian. What would be the point of threatening you with beliefs from my religion?
Oh, that's an interesting argument. Shall we sit and discuss it with our visitors over a cup of tea?
Did you know the word hell comes from the Old English helan, meaning to cover?
No, really? How fascinating.
I wonder why that is. Do you think it's the darkness being covered?
Hello? Anybody there? Oh, please say yes and save me. Happy? Can we go to bed now and sleep by any chance? Like normal people do at night, under the covers of darkness?
They're not going to answer you, are they?
What?
Those eyes. Look at those eyes.
Oh, for God's sake. It's your mother's photo. Okay? Bed? Or would you like to tell me where light comes from before it rises in the sky?
Her eyes follow me.
All pictures do. It's not some magical quality. Come on, let's go back to bed before dawn.
Sorry, Ma.
What are you doing now?
I can't bear those eyes watching me.
If the dead really have power, a drawer isn't going to stop them.
So you do believe?
Oh, I give up.
Oh,
I love the swan. La 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 la. La la.
I'm trying to work.
So am I. It helps me.
I can't concentrate on these figures with that rubbish bouncing around my brain.
It makes ironing more enjoyable to have music. Has it ever crossed your mind how boring it is, how demeaning, ironing some stranger's satin silk pajamas?
It was your stupid idea that we opened this damn dry cleaners. We don't earn enough to hire someone to do the ironing, and you are too bloody stupid to do the accounts, which are equally damn boring.
What's the matter with you this morning?
Nothing.
Must be premenstrual. Did you know that pajamas is an Urdu word? I wonder what the British did before. What did they do before they discovered the word? They can't have slept in something they didn't have a name for. It must have been too cold to sleep in the nude.
At least they got some sleep.
I knew you were in a mood.
In a mood? Why should I be? Get them off.
What, here? Now? Someone might see.
You're burning the pajamas. Get them off.
Oh, oh. Sorry, wrong one.
Ah!
Oops, wrong again. Sorry, madam.
Boy!
So sorry.
I'm here!
Oh, thank God. I thought I'd never find you.
There's always hope. Ah!
What? Nurse! Doctor! Come quick!
You're sitting on my leg.
Oh, sorry, sweetie.
Don't worry, nurse. I'm fine.
I brought you some grapes.
I'm not sick. I burnt my hand, remember? Unfortunately, I can go home now.
I am sorry, honey. How is it?
Don't touch it!
Sorry.
It's fine. I'll be fine.
One book says honey is derived from the Sanskrit kasa, broken rice. And another from the Sanskrit kanaka, meaning gold. Gold makes sense, doesn't it? How can honey come from broken rice?
I thought you came to take me home.
I did.
Are you sure?
Of course. Aren't I allowed to speak?
Well, shall we go? Or do you want to finish all the grapes first?
Aren't you proud of your heritage?
Not at this precise moment. No.
Come.
Hey, it's okay. I can walk.
There's a damned opening in this blasted curtain.
It's in the corner.
I can't find it. Sorry. I don't think she appreciated me telling her I was gay.
That's me like saying, trust me, I'm a doctor.
Do you think some men pretend to be?
I love you.
Why?
Your innocence.
That's the nicest... Oh!
Lal? Lal!
Oh.
Are you okay?
Mind your hand, sweetie.
Careful with your leg.
I'm okay.
Which chair do you want?
The armchair. Then I can put my leg on the coffee table.
Let me move it for you.
Careful, mind your hand. Together we make up one man. Oh. How can I iron like this?
And I can't write with my left hand.
Maybe we should close the shop for a few days.
Maybe we should close it forever.
Oh, you're going to punish me forever for opening that blasted dry cleaners, aren't you?
Probably.
I'm coming, Ma.
I'll do it. I promise. I'll do it, Ma.
What the hell are you doing running your bath at this time of night? Lal? Lal, are you awake? Lal? You could have drowned us in our sleep and flooded the shop. What's the matter with you lately? Lal, you're scaring me. Come back to bed.
I brought you a cup of tea.
Tea? What time is it?
12.
12? I slept till 12. Why didn't you wake me? Is the shop open? What happened?
I'm waking you now. You had a bit of an active night.
Did we? I don't remember.
Of course you don't. You were sleepwalking or praying or bathing. God knows what you were up to.
Sleepwalking?
Well, hobbling, actually.
What did I do?
I found you chanting madly over an overflowing bath with candles in it, in the middle of the night.
Are you sure? Maybe you were dreaming.
I don't think so.
Is the shop okay?
I've closed up for lunch. It's a miracle you didn't flood it.
Maybe.
If I hadn't come in...
We're insured, aren't we? Maybe a flooding wouldn't be such a bad thing.
And what if they smell a fish and don't pay up? You sure you're going to be okay?
I'll be fine. I can walk.
If that's what you want to call it.
Oh. Ha ha.
Hey, this cushion's for your leg, not a weapon. Lift.
Nice catch.
Like you.
Oh, not at the moment.
Oh, I'm always glad I caught you. Even when you are a little crazy.
Do you think I'm crazy?
Maybe a little eccentric.
Is that why all these things have been happening? Because I'm going mad? Getting Alzheimer's?
Firstly, you were always mad. And secondly, you're no way old enough for Alzheimer's.
We always knew this would happen. You looking after an old man.
Oh, shut up.
Mother was right.
If you'd married a woman 20 years younger, your mum would have shouted out proudly to the world. And for God's sake, don't sit there brooding. Watch TV or something. I won't be long. Now, have you got everything you need?
Remote control magazine. Oh, pass me the dictionary before you go.
Couldn't you do without it? For
what difference is it to you if I look up words? What harm does it do anybody?
Could be worse.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Yes.
What?
A kiss.
Oh. Hey, have you looked that one up?
No. What a good idea.
See you later.
Bye. Let's see. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Ah, from Goth Custos, a test. Interesting. And Gustus, a taste. A taste test. How nice.
So, you believe that a ghost is angry energy left behind with unfinished business?
Exactly. If you look up the word ghost in the dictionary, it actually derives from the Sanskrit word meaning fury or anger.
So, to get rid of a ghost, you investigate the cause of the anger?
Yes. Sometimes it can be quite minor irritants, like people leaving the family home or changes to the structure of the house. Other times it's big stuff.
Such as?
Murder.
Hi, honey, I'm home. Hey, what's the matter? Who else were you expecting?
Huh?
Oh, no. Don't tell me you were dreaming again. Have you got a guilty conscience or something? Having all these bad dreams?
I wasn't dreaming. I was listening to Radio 4.
Of course you were dreaming, sweetie. The radio isn't on. It's not even in here, silly.
Hello, Father Pete speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
Take
your time.
I'm a Hindu.
Okay.
But my boyfriend is Christian.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. I shouldn't have said that, should I? You lot don't like homosexuals.
Oh, no, not at all.
Never mind.
Look, how can I help you?
Never mind. Thank you.
Northway Cab Service.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I have a taxi, please?
Where would you like to go?
Church.
Church?
Yes.
Any particular church?
Catholic.
Any Catholic church?
Yes, I need some holy water.
Do you believe in all that?
I'm desperate.
Tell me about it. Where shall we pick you up?
53 Worthington Parade. It's above the laundrette. Excuse me. Do they sell syringes in chemists?
Well, I haven't a clue, mate. What do you want one of those for?
I need to take some water. Holy water from the church.
Oh, God, my wife's into all that. The rosaries and the crucifixes all over the house.
Really? Does it help?
I thought you lot were all Hindu or Muslim or something.
I am a Hindu.
What are you going to church for, then?
I'm desperate.
Tell me about it.
Can you stop here a moment by the chemist?
You're the boss.
Did you know that chemist comes from the Arabic word for alchemy, the quest to turn base metal into gold? Oh, got it.
Great. What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Splash it around the house, I suppose.
Right.
Father Pete speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm the Hindu.
Okay.
I've got some holy water.
Ah, lovely.
What do I do with it?
What would you like to do with it?
I'm not mad.
Oh, I'm sure you're not.
I think we have a ghost in the house.
What makes you think that?
Does it matter?
Not if you don't want to tell me.
You think I'm crazy.
Oh, many people think they have ghosts.
What do I do with the water?
Well, just splash it around the house a bit and say a prayer.
Is that it?
That's what I'll do.
Will it work if the ghost is a Hindu?
Well, I've no idea. Don't you have methods in your own religion for these things?
We do, but I can't use them.
Why not?
I can't tell you.
Well, anything you tell me will remain in confidence.
But she'll hear.
Who?
Mother.
Is she there with you now?
I don't know.
Can you check?
How do I check?
Well, I don't know. Look around. Call out her name.
Ma?
Any signs?
No.
So it's safe to talk.
What if she's hiding?
Does she often do that?
I don't know.
Well, why do you think she might be hiding now?
Because I'm talking to you.
Ah, she has a problem with priests?
She was totally anti-Christian.
It was?
God knows what she thinks now.
Can't you ask her?
Is it possible?
What sort of relationship do you have with her?
None, as far as I'm concerned.
Ah, that must be a strain for you, yes. Living together and not speaking is very, very sad.
Living together?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's admirable for a son to look after his mother.
Are you crazy? You think I keep my dead mother in the house? You think we're all heathens? Extended family doesn't extend to the afterlife. Idiot. Where's that damned syringe? In the name of whichever God works. Out. In the name of whichever God works. Out. Leave us alone. Out.
Hi, honey. I'm home. I've got your favourite.
Oh, there you are. I got your favourite and a video.
Hello.
Hey, you okay? What's up? Are you in pain? Is it your leg?
I'm scared.
What?
All these things that keep happening.
What things?
Accidents.
Oh, it's just my hand and your leg. Nothing fatal.
I could have drowned us both last night and saturated the shop.
You're just brooding because you're here alone all day. Hey, maybe we could get a wheelchair and take you out.
I don't need a wheelchair. I'm not an old man yet. I can walk on those damned crutch things.
Okay. It's just a thought. I've got a comedy to cheer you up. Truly, madly, deeply.
How can you be so insensitive? You think that's funny?
I know you're stuck here all day, but this is ridiculous. You love this film. You told me Michael Maloney's character is your ideal man. But what's the matter with you?
I'm sorry.
I'm going to make supper.
Thank you.
I'm putting some music on. Anything you fancy?
Something cheerful.
Good idea. What the hell's this? Why is there a bloody great syringe in the bin?
Did you say something, honey?
I said what? Oh, bloody hell, Lau. No, you can't be taking... Oh, but it does explain everything. Hello?
Hello.
Hold on, I can't hear you. That's better. Hello?
Hello. It's Father Pete here.
Father Pete?
Yeah, we spoke earlier.
Okay.
I was feeling bad about our conversation. Luckily no one else called, so I dialed 1471. Got your number. I'm very flattered that you came to me for help in your troubles. But I must be honest with you and tell you that I think your problems are best suited to a counsellor or a psychiatrist. Now, if you wish to see me, I'll not turn you away, of course. But I do recommend you go to your doctor and ask for a referral.
That's very kind of you,
yeah,
thank
you. Yeah, I have to be honest.
Of course you do.
I know some priests would happily do an exorcism and invite you to come and pray with us. But, you know, quite frankly, I don't believe in possession or spirits.
Neither do I.
Well, I'm so glad I called. I've been thinking about it all day.
So am I.
God bless.
This is delicious.
I'm glad you have an appetite.
It's my only pleasure at the moment.
Is it?
Besides you.
Are you sure?
You don't think I'm having an affair in this state, do you?
I haven't a clue what you get up to.
Is there any more?
Any more what?
Food?
No. Are you sure you can handle it?
Don't tell me you think I'm getting fat now.
No, you're not fat. I was thinking you looked a little thin.
Can I have some?
What?
Food.
Sure.
Are you okay, honey? You seem a little strange.
Do I? How?
I don't know. You just don't seem yourself.
Who am I being?
Are you on drugs or something?
Would you like me to be?
No, of course not.
Why not?
Because they are not good for you. What is the matter with you?
We don't keep secrets from each other, do we?
Oh, no. Please, don't tell me you're having an affair.
Not me.
Well, I'm not.
I know.
What do you mean, you know? Don't you think someone could want me?
Who's Father Pete?
You think I'm having an affair with a priest?
No, I don't. But I do know what's going on.
You do?
Yes.
You think I'm mad?
No, you just need help.
I'm trying to get help.
But I don't know where to go.
Why didn't you come to me?
You don't believe in these things.
It doesn't mean I won't help you.
Really?
Really.
That's so sweet of you.
What did you think I'd do?
I thought you'd get fed up and leave.
I'd never leave you if you needed help. I'd leave you if you thought you didn't.
I think I'm going to cry.
Don't cry. I'm here. I won't run away. We'll beat this thing together.
Oh, what did I do to deserve you?
You must have been an angel in a past life.
You don't believe in all that.
But you do. What the hell are you doing on top of the cupboard? Are you really sleepwalking or just playing games to hide your blasted habit?
What am I doing here? What am I doing?
Right, don't move. How the hell did you get up there with that leg?
Was I sleepwalking again?
Sleep climbing? Put the box down and give me your hand. Put the box down.
I can't.
Give me the box.
I can't move.
What's in it?
Photos.
Are you sure?
What does it matter what's in the box? Get me down.
I can't help you if you don't give me the box, can I?
I'm trying to. I can't move.
Well, maybe if you tell me what's in the box, you'll be able to release it.
I told you it's photos.
You don't have to lie to me.
I'm not lying. Why are you so obsessed with the blasted box?
Why are you?
I'm frozen with fear, idiot.
Okay. Don't move. I'll take the box. Just loosen your grip.
Okay.
Loosen your grip. Let go! Just give me the blasted...
Ma? Those eyes! Put them away.
It's just a photo. It's not real. Just look away and take my hand.
She's looking at me. I knew it was her. She's looking right at me with those eyes.
It's just a photo. She's dead. For God's sake, she's dead.
I knew it was her. All this. She's back to punish me. I've done a terrible thing. I've done a terrible thing.
Calm down.
Take her away. I can't stand those eyes. Take her away.
I've made you a hot chocolate. Lots of milk to calm your nerves.
It's not nerves. I knew she was punishing me.
She got over our relationship years ago.
No, not that.
Then what?
I'm too ashamed to say.
You can tell me anything. I'm not going to judge you.
I can't speak it out loud.
Is it the stuff you've been taking?
What stuff?
You know, what we talked about earlier.
No!
It was only a few hours ago you said you wanted me to help.
Yes, I wanted you to help get rid of Ma.
I told you I'll stay if you let me help, but if you play games with me, I'm walking straight out that door.
What?
You know exactly what. I found this in the bin. Now, you're getting sloppy in your addiction. Where have you been injecting yourself? What the hell is so funny?
That was for the holy water.
Oh, is that what you call it?
I got it from the church.
Is that the name of the gang? Is Father Pete the ringleader?
Father Pete's a priest.
Dealing drugs?
Look, I went to the church to get holy water to get rid of Ma. I called Father Pete to find out how to use it.
Drugs won't help you get rid of your mother's memory.
It's not drugs, idiot. It's holy water to get rid of her spirit.
But you're a Hindu.
She'd hate that even more.
You're either on drugs or insane.
Thanks.
And I don't know which one is worse.
No, neither do I. that, Father Pete?
I think so, yes. What time is it?
I'm sorry to be calling you in the middle of the night.
Oh, it's you. I've got a service at 6.
I'm sorry. My boyfriend's left me, and I'm scared to sleep alone. I'm scared of what she'll do.
I don't know if I can help you.
You have something called confession in your religion?
Yes.
Maybe if I confess, you can help me. I'm too ashamed to tell anyone else.
Well, I'm not used to hearing a non-Catholic confession. I'm not sure it's legitimate.
You're a priest, aren't you?
Well, yes, but you may have to do a penance. I don't know any Hindu penances.
Can't I do a Catholic one?
I'm not sure that would work.
Maybe we could come up with one together when you hear what I have done.
I suppose it can't do any harm.
Shall I just say it?
Oh, yes, just say it.
Okay.
Take your time.
Okay.
There's no hurry. Just breathe deeply and speak when you're ready.
It's hard.
Yeah, I know, yes.
I feel so ashamed.
But sometimes when we utter the words out loud, they aren't as bad as they sounded in our heads.
Before my mother died, I made her a promise.
Yes?
She made me promise.
Yes?
To scatter her ashes in the sacred river Ganges.
Sacred, yes.
She said her soul would not rest in peace if I did not fulfill her dying wish.
No peace.
Hello? Are you listening?
What? Hello, yes, sir. Her soul is in pieces.
What?
Look, forgive me, I'm very tired. Now, you took her ashes to the Ganges.
No.
No.
I did not fulfill her wish.
Well, do you still have her ashes?
No.
Oh, shame, yes.
Hello? How can you sleep at a time like this? What sort of a priest are you?
I'm sorry, forgive me. I'm only human.
Are you? I thought you were supposed to be special.
I'm flesh and blood, just like you.
So why am I talking to you then?
Well, look, just think of me as a vessel.
What sort of a vessel?
A vessel to God.
Why you?
Well, maybe this is a conversation for another time. Well, shall we just try and help you first?
I need to know. You can.
I'll try my best. Now, what did you do with them?
With what?
Your mother's ashes.
I threw them off Waterloo Bridge into the Thames.
River, yes.
They were in an envelope.
Was it addressed to the Ganges?
A gull caught it and flew away.
Did he deliver them for you?
Are you making fun of me?
All rivers run to the source.
You're asleep. I confess my deepest truth, and you sleep. You're not a priest. You're a charlatan.
I always knew he was a little eccentric, but this is madness. I used to think his little foibles were sweet, but now I can't stand it. I want to help him, but if he's going to play around like this, I mean, how can I? I don't even know what to believe anymore. How can I help him when I don't even know if he's telling the truth?
Never trust a man, that's what I've learned.
Oh, but what sort of relationship is it without trust?
Those who trust are ignorant. Be on your guard always.
I'd rather be a monk than live like that.
Oh, it's the price you pay, dear.
Hello?
Oh, sorry, did I wake you?
What time is it?
I couldn't sleep after you called last night.
You slept okay while I called?
I'm sorry, I'm not at my best at the middle of the night.
I'm not at my best in the morning.
Yes, I can hear that.
I should have waited before calling you.
I prayed for you last night.
How sweet. I don't think anyone has ever prayed for me before, except my mother, but that was different.
I asked for a solution to your dilemma.
And?
I had an idea.
Yes?
Well, you may not like it.
Try me.
I thought that you should do a pilgrimage to the Ganges for your mother's soul. You don't have her ashes, but you could take something of us, like a photo, and do whatever it is you would have done. Say a prayer for her in your own religion, to rest in peace.
I haven't been back to India in 20 years.
Do you have a problem going?
Yes.
Would you like to talk about it?
I left India to be free, to be who I am, to love who I want to get away from prying eyes, from judgment.
Well, maybe it will do your soul good to face your fear.
I don't know if I can.
Will you find peace any other way?
Thank you. Peace. A state of harmony between people. An absence of mental anxiety. From pact, a contract. From the Sanskrit to bind.
Hello.
Hello.
I've been thinking.
And drinking.
We could see a counsellor together.
We don't need to.
I think we do.
I know what I have to do.
What?
I'm going to India.
You hate India.
I'm going to perform puja on the Ganges to set her soul free and mine to rest.
You think everything will just get back to normal then?
I'd like you to come with me.
Well, I'd like you to come to a counsellor with me.
I don't need it.
Well, maybe us does.
Us will be great again.
I can't see it.
Trust me.
That's the problem. I don't.
Where are you going?
Out.
Are you coming back?
I don't know.
I'd like to book 2 tickets to New Delhi, please. As soon as possible. Hello?
You ordered a cab for the airport.
Oh, okay. I'll be right down. Actually, can you come up and give me a hand? I have a bad leg.
I thought it was you.
Please leave a message and I'll call you right back.
Paul, I don't know where you are, but I bought you a ticket for India. It's on the coffee table. The flight leaves tonight. Please come. I know this will work.
And I promise, if it doesn't, we'll go and see a counselor together when we get back. But I know we won't need to. I love you, Paul. You know, the word love comes from the Latin to please. You please me.
I have to put your seat upright, sir. You comfy?
We're not taking off already, are we? I'm waiting for my friend.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, that the doors are shut.
Really? I was so sure he would come.
I'm sorry, sir.
I thought it would be a romantic ending, like in the films, when the lover comes running through the traffic, battling all the elements to be with their true love. Then they kiss and live happily ever after.
Life isn't like that, I'm afraid.
You got your wish, Ma. I came back alone. Are you happy now? Should I jump into the river and join you like a faithful son? Would that fulfill your dreams?
Don't you dare.
Paul!
You don't get rid of me that easily.
But you weren't on the flight.
I missed it. I didn't get your message until too late, and, well, they let me on the next one.
How did you find me?
Impressive, huh? I should have been a detective.
Why did you change your mind?
You know the word love comes from the Latin to please. You please me too. Oi, no more tears now. Am I too late?
No, but I'm so glad you're here.
Shall we start?
Yes.
That's a nice photo of her.
This was her favorite scarf.
I'd better put it in the river. Knowing you, you'll fall in.
No, I have to do it.
Be careful.
I'll be okay now. I know it. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
So, what do we do now? Go back to London and save the laundry?
Did you know the word laundry?
Oh, God, here we go.
Comes from lave, to wash, which is somehow connected to lavender, but I'm not sure how.
Fascinating.
In Me and My Man by Bettina Gracias, Lal was played by Renu Setna, Paul by Raji James, Father Pete by Johan Meredith, the receptionist by Tracy Wiles, and the taxi driver by Kim Wall. The director was David Hunter.
As part of the memory experience, Monday's play is about memory, loss, and the suicide of the writer Tim Wright's father. In it, he makes a personal journey in search of Oulton, the town of his childhood, which he lost when his father died. It includes contributions from a website community who offer Tim advice and their own stories of things that go missing. So that's The Memory Experience, In Search of Oulton, our play on Monday at 2:15.
BBC Radio 4, the news at 3 o'clock. Israel is calling up several thousand army reservists as it intensifies its military offensive in Lebanon in response to the capture of two soldiers by Hezbollah militants. Tony Blair is to fly to Washington next week to discuss the crisis with President Bush. But the Foreign Secretary, Margaret Beckett, said people shouldn't assume the United States had the power to end the conflict.
I keep hearing people who say the United States could stop this immediately if they wanted to. It's easy for the United States. All they have to do is X, whatever. But actually, the people who have the easiest path that they can take, the people who have the answer to a stop of violence, now this minute in their hands are the people who hold those kidnapped Israeli soldiers, and they know it, and you and I know it.
MPs have criticised the Deputy Prime Minister, John Prescott, for failing to declare immediately his stay at the ranch of an American billionaire. The Common Standards and Privileges Committee also called for changes to the system for regulating the conduct of ministers. Medical experts say they've linked contaminated Cadbury's chocolate to dozens of cases of salmonella poisoning. The Health Protection Agency said up to 37 cases since March were most likely caused by Cadbury's products. The company withdrew 1 million chocolate bars last month because of the contamination. A teenager has been sentenced to 9 years in youth custody for raping an 11-year-old girl in a supermarket lavatory. The attack happened at a Sainsbury's store.